Z889, Tom Gagliardi, the Gagli Archives, music right there from Pure Reason Revolution and the track Nemo Sintambos. And joining us tonight on our phone lines over in the UK, John Courtney. How are you tonight, John?
Pretty good, thanks. Yeah, I've just got back from the football, actually.
Yeah, okay.
It was Reading versus Portsmouth.
That's right, and you guys are from Reading originally, correct?
Yeah, that's the original hometown, so yeah, I'm being back for the weekend, so I thought I'd go to the football.
Yeah, there you go, man. Some cool stuff. It's like American football here. We go insane for it.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah, we get a little animated here in America. I know you guys, Philadelphia sports fans are much like the British soccer fans because they're just as passionate as we are.
They'll
storm the field, you know.
Yeah, no, I mean, I was quite near to the away fans today, and there was a few verbals being exchanged between the visiting fans and the home fans. So.
Yeah, crazy stuff,
yeah,
though.
That's good.
So I want to congratulate you guys for Pure Reason Revolution's The Dark Third being the number one album of 2,000 recordings in 2006 by our voted audience, voted you guys number one. So congratulations.
Great.
With 7,500 votes, and you guys, of course, coming to the top. So congratulations on that.
Brilliant. So do we get some kind of placard when we come over?
I'll buy a couple pints. There you go.
That's cool. Yeah, that's a good enough trophy for me.
John, you got to be a little frustrated at times that, you know, people have tried to classify you guys and categorize you. How does John Courtney look at Pure Reason Revolution? What are you?
Whenever people ask us that question, I just say that we're a contemporary rock band. Sometimes we do get labeled sort of proggies, get the prog label and stuff, but you know, we're not trying to do a rehash of anything that was done that's been done before. Yeah, we're taking certain elements from that, but we want to make now sounding records, you know, records that, you know, that are pushing the boundaries in the studio and, you know, make the the best quality records we can. Yeah, not just do a rehash, but sort of, you know, a combination of our influences and create something that's new and fresh.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I just say we're a contemporary rock band, really, but we do get, I don't know, we've been called astro folk, think surreal rock.
So many classifications, you know.
Yeah.
And it's got to be a bit frustrating because, I mean, the way we looked at you guys, I don't know if you saw our review of what we thought of Pure Reason Revolution, and it's like you guys are your own thing. I mean, you know, the Mars Volta, when they were number one the year before with Francis the Mute, a lot of people said, you know, how do you classify them as progressive rock when they don't even want the acknowledgement of progressive rock in its audience? But, you know,
But
you got it again. I mean, you did it again this year with an excellent release, and now it's out on the Inside Out label. The Dark Third. So you got to be happy with this. The band currently is you, of course, on vocals, guitar, and keyboards. The beautiful Chloe Alper. Am I saying her name correctly?
Yeah,
she's just stunning as well. James Dobson as well, and new additions of Jamie Wilcox and Paul Glover.
That's right, yeah.
And you guys now are, you know, in the midst of this, like, a second coming of The Dark Third. And what's the response now in the second time around?
It's been great, yeah. I mean, Inside Out issued it for Europe.
Right.
They got a license to do it from Sony, and it was really good. We were out with Blackfield, and so it was a kind of, you know, a reasonably good match music wise, and it was just really good response, like from the people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. You know, pretty big. The capacity of the venues kind of varied between 500 to 1500, and you know, all the shows were really busy, so it was. Yeah, and it was the first time we'd been, you know, done a substantial amount of dates in Europe as well. So
it was
really good, and good, yeah, just great to see the reaction, and we sold a lot of records out there and did a lot of merch. So it was really good.
Yeah, not to mention too, you know, you work with Paul Northfield, who's a legend, and the album is just phenomenal. I mean, beginning to end, we knew immediately when we heard it that, you know, this is something special, and I can only imagine now that you guys are working on the next album. And which direction do you think you're going to go? More Mellotron driven, or you know, where are you going to go next, John?
We start. I mean, I'm always working on stuff. Like, I'm always doing like sketches of songs on the computer. But anyways, direction wise, I think just to sort of take it a bit more extreme with the dynamics. I think the heavier stuff will be heavier, and then I think some of the stripped down stuff will be, you know, more stripped down, because sometimes we cram in, loads of stuff, and, like, when we're doing, like, final mixes, we have to pull some bits out because it's just too dense. But, so I think, yeah, we'll try and keep the sweeter moments even sweeter, and then the heavier bits, you know, even more raucous. I mean, maybe there'll be more programming sort of on the electronic side and more on the synth side. We may go a bit more crazy with some of that, you know, because my programming's improving and stuff like that, so we'll see.
So how do you get inspired by some of these tracks? I mean, these are things you're just coming up with maybe in rehearsal, or are you guys collaborating together, locking yourself away in a room and writing? How are you doing this?
I mean, generally I'd sort of sketch stuff out on the computer, and then, you know, maybe with some like drum loop CDs and things like that, or I'll create some drum loops, and then I'll, you know, just put a guitar down, or some, you know, then some keyboards, and just It's kind of a bit of a sort of piecemeal approach to recording. It's like we do some stuff on the computer, and then we, you know, jam it a bit, and then I'll go back to the computer and do some more stuff on there, and then we'll record a few more bits, and it just sort of gets there by sort of chipping away, really.
Right. Now,
but I mean, it would be good to get more, perhaps do some more rehearsal stuff, you know, get the band playing a lot more, because a lot of the time in the studio it's sort of doing takes separately, you know, just doing the drums first and then laying down a separate bass. It might be nice to see if we could somehow, you know, get more energy in there by perhaps capturing a bit more of the performance.
Well,
we'd like to try that anyway, just to see if it, you know, see what the benefits are.
How do you look at The Dark Third, John?
I mean, I think you know, I think we can do better work, and there's a lot of the new songs I'm really excited about. So, but yeah, no, we were, you know, when it was finished, we felt very proud to have, you know, completed it, and it was, you know, a lot of months' work. So, I mean, some of the stuff that you get on The Dark Third came from, you know, original demos that had been done on the computer at home, and then when Paul came along, When Paul came along, we redid, you know, some of the guitars, some of the drums, but a lot of the keyboards and stuff was all, you know, recorded in the bedroom.
Yeah. There was a lot of EPs that you had come out with singles, etc. And that's how many of the record labels and vendors, etc., took such a liking to you, because, you know, we were getting these little doses of songs and so tasty.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, we just want to, you know, keep on doing records and getting better and better.
Yeah. Tell me how you met, how did you meet Chloe? How did that come about?
Chloe, well, yeah, going back to the Reading thing, this is Reading's sort of the hometown of the band. Mm-hmm. And we just, years ago, believe it or not, we were both sort of in kind of punky bands, really. This is going back to when I was probably about 16, and she was probably, about 14, and just doing gigs around Reading, really. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of knew each other a little bit while doing these shows, and then we sort of met again a few years later on when I was sort of 19, something like that, 1920, and then, yeah, I think it was just at a club in Reading, and we said, well, do you know, fancy getting together and doing some stuff, I've got some songs, so, you know, it'd be good to do some singing together, see if it works out, and then it just kind of snowballed from there, really.
Yeah, and she was in a band that actually had a little hit there called, that was making fun of the Spice Girls in that band Period Pains, correct?
Yeah, that's right. That's,
that was very funny, actually. That was very funny.
Have you heard it?
Yeah, we have heard it, because we're anti-Spice Girls. For many years here, we didn't like the Spice Girls. But
it's quite a departure from the Pure Reason stuff.
Of course, big time, yeah. What came up with the name, John? Where did Pure Reason Revolution, the name, come from?
I did like a music degree. It wasn't straight music degree. It was kind of, the title was commercial music. Mm-hmm. And basically I had to do a dissertation thing. And I sort of did it on the construction of genius and how you define genius. And I had to look at all kinds of philosophy, but I looked at Kant's Critique of Pure Reason, and it was just when we were, you know, looking for a band name and playing around with different words. And I just, you know, there were loads of combinations, but I just, Pure Reason, put a revolution in, and it's like, oh, that, I don't know, I thought it had quite a ring to it, and everyone liked it, so it's kind of like, well, we'll go with that. You know, we needed a band name for a gig or whatever, so it's like, well, let's go with it. So.
Yeah. Well, once again, friends, if you're online tonight, I want you to visit their website. It's purereasonrevolution.com. And we're going to check out a track right here. This is one of the most requested. This track here called The Bright Ambassadors of Morning. John Courtney's with us. Stay tuned.